Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On March 6th, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis were nearing the end of their inspection of an apartment block in Odessa where a recent attack by Russian drones had killed 12 people, when a Russian missile struck just a few hundred meters away from the two leaders. Five Ukrainians died in the explosion. On March 6th, Russia's strikes against the port city of Odessa were another stark reminder of how Russia is unleashing daily destructive attacks against Ukraine's people and infrastructure, said Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN.
Russia's attempts to justify the unjustifiable today do not change simple facts. That Russia continues to conduct a war of aggression against another sovereign UN member state in violation of the Charter. That Ukraine would not need to call for urgent meetings of this Council if Russia would cease its aggression. That Ukrainian civilians are suffering daily death and destruction as a result of the Kremlin's attempts to conquer and subjugate their country.
We must not forget that after Russia suspended its participation in the Black Sea Grain Initiative, depriving some of the world's most food insecure countries of Ukraine's grain, the Kremlin did not stop there. It launched more attacks on Odessa's ports, infrastructure, and grain storage, said Ambassador Wood. These attacks were not only cruel, they were part of a campaign to decimate Ukraine's economy after failing to defeat its military.
In those strikes, Russia destroyed more than 300,000 tons of grain and vital storage facilities. Ukraine responded with resiliency and creativity, launching a humanitarian corridor that brought Ukraine's exports back to numbers not seen since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion.
Russia is not only attacking food infrastructure, but also energy infrastructure, said Ambassador Wood. At every turn, the Kremlin chooses the path of war and escalation.
It doubles down on nuclear saber-rattling and brazenly procures ballistic missiles and other munitions from the DPRK in violation of UN Security Council resolutions.
The United States will continue to stand with Ukraine and call for accountability, said Ambassador Wood. The path forward is clear. Russia must cease its attacks against Ukraine and immediately and fully withdraw from all territory within Ukraine's internationally recognized borders.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.